This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, man lashed down those trampolines and pool furniture today.
That wind is enough to blow you into next week.
And it's sure to fan any fires that break out. Here's Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff with the latest. Danny, how serious is this weather event?
It's pretty serious. Very serious, I should say. The grass fires, there's a couple burning down across central Texas, another one down in deep south Texas. But there's a map that I'm looking at, and that's going to really get, well, a lot more color. Unfortunately, with grass fires breaking out, especially west of Interstate 35E. It's where we have high wind warnings. That's where we have red flag warnings. That's for critical fire danger. Between about noon and 6, pretty good 6-hour window of winds 50 to 60 mile per hour gusts here in North Texas.
And those hot winds are just starting to crank up now, setting up one of the worst fire danger days around these parts in 15 years. KRLD's Kurt Lewis continues our team coverage.
I'm in Dallas next to Highway 75 Central, and this wind is really whipping the flag straight out today. The winds are the big worry for firefighters, too. You know it was just 3 years ago on a day just like this that fire raced through Balt Springs, destroying 9 homes and damaging another dozen. One of those who had to evacuate and fast that day was Frederick Jackson.
I left to go pick up a suit that my daughter had bought me. And that took me a couple of hours, and by the time I got back, this whole neighborhood was on fire.
So you can really feel this wind and hear it too. The wind coupled with very low humidity and very dry vegetation, setting up a perfect storm for wildfires today. In Dallas, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A terrifying flight for American Airlines passengers traveling from Colorado Springs to DFW Airport. The flight was making an emergency landing at Denver International Airport last night when an engine caught fire. Passenger Gabrielle Hibbets says it was chaotic.
As soon as the plane landed, we smelled this weird, like, burning plastic smell, and then everybody started screaming.
The fire sent people scrambling out of the plane, including some onto the wing and down slides. A dozen people were taken to the hospital with minor injuries.
KRLD Airport Travel Update.
And that's got us thinking about airport travel today. And odds are, you know, a 1 in 5 shot that your flight's already been canceled at a DFW airport. We got 23 delays today, and so far 418 cancellations. And again, this is all because of the wind. Preemptively, they know they're going to probably be down to only 2 runways at DFW airport later on today because of those winds coming in from the southwest. So just absolutely check with your airline all day to see if your flight is still on. Security checkpoints right now. The roughest one at DFW airport is checkpoint E33. You'll wait 25 minutes.
And at Love Field, there are 12 delays in and out of the airport, 11 cancellations, security wait times, 2 minutes for general boarding, 2 minutes for TSA pre-check.
It is 7:07. 5 people are dead in a massive car crash on I-35 in North Austin last night. Police say it involved 17 vehicles, and then 11 people were hospitalized, 5 with life-threatening injuries. Fred Cantu is at the scene.
Austin Travis County EMS says they treated 17 patients out here at the scene. They transported 11 of them to area hospitals. Five adults went to the hospital with critical or life-threatening injuries. And also three children were transported from the scene, one with potentially life-threatening injuries.
And checking the TxDOT cameras right now down in Austin, and that is still shut down just a little north of Austin, I-35.
Two people are facing criminal charges after a woman dies from fentanyl in Denton.
Police say they got a 911 call about a drug overdose on Hickory Street in Denton on December 27th, and a 34-year-old woman died at the scene. Their investigation showed that she had purchased fentanyl from 29-year-old Taylor Lambert and 38-year-old Matthew Clark the night before her death. State law allows prosecutors to charge people who sell fentanyl with murder if the drugs lead to someone's death. Police arrested Lambert on Wednesday in Richardson. They arrested Clark on Thursday in Dallas. This is the eighth fentanyl-related murder case in Denton since the law went into effect in 2023. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You know, it's one of our former governors that said it's the economy, stupid. Well, for everybody else, it's the environment and the hypocrisy, stupid. In a shocking display of hypocrisy, globalists have chopped down tens of thousands of acres of Amazon rainforest to make way for a United Nations seminar that's coming up, a climate change summit in Brazil. Millions of protected trees have been felled to build a four-lane superhighway leading to the UN's COP30 event in Brazil. It comes as the Brazilian government is preparing for globalists to be jetting in from around the world for the conference in November. I think we all want to see the world be a better place and the environment be in better shape. But man, you're cutting down trees from the rainforest to make way for this? A four-lane highway through the rainforest? The pictures are out there if you want to do a moment of search on the interwebs, as you can see that for yourself.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is investigating the Dallas Police Department. This comes less than a month after prominent conservatives criticized Dallas Interim Police Chief Michael Igo when he told the city council that the department is not assisting any federal agency in detaining individuals for immigration violations. Shortly after, Igo held a press conference to clear that up.
Dallas officers will not, and I quote from our general order, stop or contact any person for the sole purpose of determining immigration status.
Chief Igo did say the department would help in any agency in the arrest of any person for a criminal offense, regardless of their immigration status. In a statement, Paxton says local governments cannot disregard state or federal immigration laws.
Meanwhile, state lawmakers are redefining child porn in the age of artificial intelligence.
The state Senate unanimously passed Senate Bill 20. Current state law doesn't prohibit artificially generated child porn. State Senator Brian Flores authored the bill.
So SB 20 creates a new criminal offense related to obscene visual material. It's an effort to address the challenges posed by modern technology.
And those producing or possessing AI-generated porn involving minors would face a state jail felony.
Technology, whether through AI or other programs, has enabled child predators to produce material that is obviously so offensive that I believe it has no redeeming value.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station at DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
And a joyous Friday back to all of you. Boy, it's been a long 3 weeks on Wall Street. I don't know about in the rest of the world, but we've been really swimming upstream. The Dow Industrials Average coming into trading today, just for this week, is down almost 2,000 points. 1,988 points, to be exact. That means the Dow's down 4.6%, the S&P's down 4.3%, and the NASDAQ is down 4.9%. And for us, one of the most important figures in there is that S&P, the broad-based average that we really watch to gauge the market overall. With the trading yesterday, it slipped into correction mode, which means that it is now down just over 10% from its highs, its all-time highs. And guess when that was? A month ago, February the 19th, the S&P 500 was trading at a new all-time high. And since then, we have lost just over 10%. The NASDAQ, by the way, down 14% from its most recent record high. So now maybe we pick up the pieces. And indeed, it looks like that's coming right now anyway. The S&P average, if it opened right now, would be up 58 points. The Dow would be up 280 and the NASDAQ up 270. Now we're going to have to watch the headlines because we had a little rally going yesterday. Then there was this steady stream of tariff headlines. And more importantly, I think that's really what Wall Street's watching. Now, we've got fresh rumors today that the administration is going to invoke the Alien Enemies Act as soon as this week to expedite, you know, the deportation of illegal aliens, illegal immigrants. That is probably not going to be market impacting. Also, there's fresh speculation that the administration is considering some more restrictions on Russia and their oil and gas industry, their banking centers, and restricting U.S. payments back and forth with Russia. But again, I don't know that that's going to impact the tariffs. That's a different story. Crude's up 62 cents, 66.89. Gold is up $16.80 at 3,810. It's never been at $3,000 an ounce before, but that's because money's rushing over there to hide. Interestingly, interest rates are creeping back up today, 4.32%, because that's been another hiding place, too. We are just an hour away from opening, and maybe a little bit of more economic news that'll be interesting, the consumer sentiment numbers. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The National Weather Service office in Lubbock is reporting that their blowing dust has already begun. They've got a blowing dust advisory. Man, TIL, I didn't know there was such a thing as a blowing dust advisory, and they have one now in Lubbock. It's 727.
Absolutely. Pick it out of your teeth. And a Florida man is going to prison, and he's accused of trying to have sex with a minor here in Texas.
Prosecutors say 31-year-old Carlos Robles flew from Florida to DFW in 2020 to meet someone for sex that he knew was under 18. They found thousands of electronic messages between the two and evidence of previous trips from Florida to Texas to meet the victim. He pled guilty to federal charges in 2022 and has been sentenced to 30 years in prison. When he's released, he will have to register as a sex offender and will face continued supervision for another 24 years. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.